Proclamation number 3575 of 12th of October, 1945. Godward will, upward development. Everything spiritual which carries the will within itself to reach me can only ascend in its development, for even temptations of all kinds will no longer change this will, because I draw the spiritual to me and will eternally no longer let it sink back into the state of will turned away from me. For as soon as the spiritual will strives towards me in complete freedom, the spell is broken. It has freed itself from my adversary, and its fight is now only aimed at regaining it, but I prevent it through my will. Admittedly, it is still a constant struggle of the spiritual which, embedded as a human being, has to cover earthly life, because ascent development always necessitates a struggle. But as soon as the will is meant for me, it also has the strength to resist the enemy of its soul. And it is the human being's own will which determines the time of ascent development and the spiritual success he can achieve at the end of his life. For the human being's driving towards me must take place again in completely free will, although I prevent the adversary from binding his will and making it in bondage to him. A person with a will turned towards me can never again sink into my adversary's control, yet he can completely escape from him faster or slower, thus he can spend longer or shorter periods of his life in battle with him. For as soon as his will becomes extraordinarily active and this activity is expressed as activity of love, the battle will also become easier. It will diminish in accordance with his activity of love. For the opponent succumbs to this weapon. And thus the human being safely escapes his power through loving activity, and his soul matures in a short time and in complete free will. I will never let him fall again, yet he must become lovingly active of his own accord, for my will withdraws so that his can develop freely for the sake of his perfection. And this is why the souls enter the spiritual kingdom in different degrees of maturity at the end of their life, even though they consciously strive towards me, even though they carry the will turned towards me within themselves, for I certainly prevent the adversary's superiority over them, but I do not promote their spiritual ascent development through my will if they do not let their will become active themselves. The will turned towards me always provides them with the strength to strive upwards, for I protectively hold my hand over every person who wants to escape my opposing power and has me as his aim. I constantly draw him towards me. And he will certainly reach his aim, only the length of time is determined by himself, because he has free will and can use it at his discretion. Amen.